Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. 250,000 people demonstrated in Paris this afternoon against the pension reform, according to the CGT. However, the union recognizes that the number of demonstrators has dropped by 120,000 since last week. At the SNCF, the strike rate rises above 10% today for the 43rd day of strike, with 30% of drivers on strike. According to the CEO of the railway company, the movement has cost the company around €1 billion. Jean-Pierre Farandou is planning on a cost reduction plan for next month to help improve finances. Marine Le Pen has announced that she would like to be a candidate for the next presidential election. The president of the Rassemblement National spoke this afternoon at a press conference, stating that one cannot improvise being a president, one must be prepared for it. Marine Le Pen's candidacy will still have to be validated by the party's Congress. And Christophe Ruggia is indicted for sexual assault. The film director is accused of sexual assault by the actress Adèle Hanel during a filming while the actress was still a minor. He was placed under judicial supervision and is forbidden to contact the actress. A witness confrontation between Christophe Ruggia and Adèle Hanel was organized yesterday, during which each stood their ground. Bruno Le Maire wants to facilitate people's access to their LEP, Livret d'Épargne Populaire, knowing that the rate of the Livret A will drop again on February 1st and will reach 0.5%. The LEP are thus more profitable than the Livret A. However, only 40% of the French are eligible. And the census begins today. In total, some 5 million households and 9 million inhabitants of mainland France and overseas will be contacted by enumerators. The census enables the collection of precise information about the characteristics of the population and thus adapt local policies, particularly in terms of housing. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.